When Chapman Billies leave the street, and when Druthy Neighbours meet, when market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, whilst we sit boozing at the nappy, getting foo and unca happy, we think, nailing the long Scots miles, the mosses, latters, slaps and styles that lie between us and our hames, or sits our sulky, sullen dames, gathering their brews like gathering storm, nursing their wrath to keep it warm. This truth, fund on this tam o'shanter, as see for air I make the canter, all dare him nor a tune surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. But Tam, had thou been so wise to heed your ain wife Kate's advice, she tells you well you are a skeleton, a blethering, blustering, drunken blower, who fae November till October, I mark it now, thou wasna sober. That ilka melder with a miller, thou sat as long as thou had siller, and every maid that came a shone, the smith and thee got roaring fooled in the Lord's house even on Sunday, thou drunk with Captain Jean till Monday. Well, she prophesied that later soon you would be fun deep drooned and doon, or catch the warlocks in the muck by Alloway's old haunted kirk. Ah, gentle dames, it gars me greet to think how many counsels sweet, how many length and sage advices the husband for the wife despises. But to your tale, I mark it now. Tam got planted unco right, fast by an ingle blazing finely, with reaming swats that drunk divinely, and at his elbow, suitor Johnny, his ancient, rusty, droothy crony, Tam wooed him like a very brother, because they'd been food for weeks together. Well, the nippy dawn was songs and clatter, aye the ale was growing better, the landlady and Tam grew gracious, with secret favours sweet and precious. The suitor dealt his queer stories, and the landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm without McVeigh and whistle, Tam did nae mind the storm or whistle. Care mad to see a man so happy, e'en drooned himself among the nappy, his bees flee hame, the lads of treasure, their minutes wind their way with pleasure, kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious, with all the ills of life victorious. But pleasures, they are like poppy spread, you seize the flower as bloom is shed, or like the snowfall on the river, a moment white, then gone forever. Or like the Borealis race that flits or you can point its place, or like the rainbow's lovely form of vanishing amid the storm, nay man can tether time nor tide. That hour approaches, Tam one ride. That night, black arch of Keystone, that dreary hour Tam mince his beast in, when sick and nicht he takes a road in, as nae poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as for blood its last, the rattling showers rose in the blast, the speedy gleams, the darkness swallowed, loud, deep and land, the thunder bellowed. That night a child would understand, the deal had business on his hand. We all mounted on his grey mare head. Well, our death had never lifted leg. Tam skelped on through dub and mire, despising wind and rain and fire, whilst hunting fast his get blue bonnet, and crooning on some old Scots sonnet, whilst growling round with prudent care, lest bogles catch him unaware. Kirk Alloway was drawing nigh, where ghosts and howlets nickle cry. Well, by this time he was crossed the ford, where in the snow the chapman smoored. He was past the Birks and Meikle Stane, where drunken Charlie Braxnett's bane. He was through the thorn and down the well, where Mungo's mother hid herself. Well, before him doing poor Dot's floods, and the Dublin storms rose through the woods, the lightning flashed from pole to pole, and near and more near the thunders roll. Don't glimmer through the groaning trees, Kirk Alloway seen in a blaze. Through ilka board the beams were glancing, and loud resounded mirth and dancing. While inspiring bold John Barleycorn, what dangers thou can make us scorn, where Tippany would face the evil, where Usquebaugh would face the devil. But Sam he stood right there astonished, till by the hand and heel admonished, he ventured forward to the lick, and not a damn saw an unca sight. He saw warlocks and witches in a dance, nay cotillion bright youth of France, that hornpipes, jigs, strathspeys and reels put life and metal on their heels. And on a Winnock bunker in the east, there sat old Nick in Shakespeare's, a towsy type, black, grim and large. To gear the music was his charge. Well, he screwed the pipes and he gapped them skirl till roof and rafters ordered dirl. Coffins stood round like open presses to show the deed in their last dresses. And by some devilish cantrip slick, each in its cold hand held a licht, by which heroic Tam was able to note upon the holy table. Murderous veins and gibbet irons, and twa spanlan wee unchristened bairns, a thief, new cutted for the rape, with his last gasp he's gathered gate, 5 tomahawks were blood red rusted, 5 scimitars were murder crusted, a garter which a babe had strangled, and a knife a feather's throat had mangled, whom his ain son of life bereft, where the grey hairs yet stack through the heft. And there, a horrible and awful, which even to name would be unlawful. Tam he gazed, amazed and curious, as the mirth and fun grew fast and furious, because the piper loud and louder blew, and the dancers quick and quicker flew. They reeled, they set, they crossed, they cleek it, till Ilka Carlin swat and reek it, and she coosed her duties at the whack, as she linked at them in her sap. Now Tam, or Tam, had they been queens, all plump and strapping, and in their teens, and their sacks, instead of cruchy flannin, had been snow-white 1700 linen. Well, these bricks of mine, my only pair, that once were plush with good blue hair, well, I'd have hanged them off my hurdies, for I blinked the bonny birdies. But withered beldams, old and droll, rig woody hags would spin a foal, louping and flinging on a crack. It's a wonder it didn't turn your stomach. But Tam kept what was what through grotty. There was I winsome wench and wally that night enlisted on the corps, long after Kent on Carrick shore, where many's a beast dead she shot, and perished many's a bonny boot. She shook baith meikle corn and beer as she held the countryside in fear, and her cutty sark of paisley ham, which is a lash as she had worn, in longitude, though sairly scanty, it was her best, and she was vanty. Though little Kent of Reverend Granny, the sack she cast for her wee nanny, with twa pound Scots was all riches, would ever grace a dance of witches. Well, hear my news, her wing mon cur, such flicks are far beyond her power, to sing how nanny lap and flying, for a supple jade she was and strang, and how Tam stood like he'n bewitched. He thought his very een enriched, till first I caper, sign another, he tint his reason altogether, and he roars out, "Well done, cutty sack!" In an instant, all was dark. Well, scarcely had he Maggie rallied, when out the hellish legion sallied, like bees buzz out with angry fike, when Plunham herds a sailor bike, when open pussy's mortal foes, when up she bolts afore the nose, when eager runs the market crowd, when stop the thief resounds aloud, so Maggie ran, the witches followed, when mornies are meldrich screech and hollow. Oh, Tam, you'll get your fairin, and hell will roast you like a hern, in vain thou, Kate, awaits thou coming. Kate soon will be a woeful woman. So, day your speedy utmost, Meg, and reach the keystay of the brig. There up them thou your tail may toss, for a running stream the dare may cost. But ere the keystay she could make, fike a tail she had to shape, cause Nanny, far afore the rest, hard on noble Maggie pressed, and she flew at Tam with furious ettle. But little was she Maggie's mettle, aye spring brought off her master hail, but left to him her ain grey tail, cause the carlin caught her by the rump, and left bare Maggie scarce a stump. Who this tale of truth may read, baith man and mother son take heed, that if to drink you are inclined, or if cutty sacks run through your mind, you might just buy the joys of a deer. Remember, Tam O'Shanter's mare.